Now, you know, when you talk about electricity and it's measured in volts or voltage, that's named after an Italian physicist called Alessandro Volta. Back in 1799, he invented the world's first battery. He based his design on the body of a sea creature famous for its ability to stun its prey, an electric eel. Well, fast forward to today, and researchers are once again following the same path. A team led by Professor Michael Mayer at the University of Freiburg in Switzerland have been developing a new power source, a sort of 21st century battery inspired by and mimicking electric eels. He's been telling me more about it.
Eels can provide inspiration for fabricating entirely new concepts of batteries, if you want. And these batteries are powered by a difference in salt concentrations between two solutions. Such solutions have the natural tendency to mix, and one can take advantage of this tendency by placing a membrane between these two solutions that lets only one kind of ion pass through the membrane. So, for example, only positively charged ions can cross, which takes then a positive charge from one compartment to the other, leaving one compartment negatively charged and the other one positively. That builds a voltage that can be used as a power source.
And is that mimicking what the eel does?
That is, on a very basic level, mimicking what the eel does. What is, of course, important in the case of the eel is that it uses thousands of these membranes, and it basically arranges them in series. This is one reason why these eels have to be as long as they are. And that's exactly what we did as well with our artificial electric organ. We placed many such membranes in a specific sequence behind each other, always alternating between high salt solution and low salt solution. And when you do that, it all adds up like little batteries in series to very large voltages. In our case, about 100 volts, and in the case of the eel, up to 600 volts.
Now, I'm assuming there are some practical implications and applications for this. What would they be?
One could potentially generate electrical power inside of a living organism. This is, of course, exactly what the eel does so well, and that's also what really motivated us for this study. If one could somehow take advantage of metabolic energy, so ultimately energy that comes from the food that an organism takes in, if one could take advantage of that to build such a potential difference inside of a living body, one could then imagine concepts that maintain such a voltage inside of a body and use it to power implants that need, let's say, low power requirement implants, such as a pacemaker or maybe possibly sensors that monitor glucose, small drug delivery pumps, along those lines.
How do you recharge these batteries?
The eel does all this inside of its own body, and it is able to use energy in the form of molecules inside of it that can pump back the ions through the membranes in a very elegant and efficient way. This is not something that we are ready to do yet, but this will be the big next challenge to try and recharge inside of the body without any external source of power.
Can I ask you, Professor Mayer, how does it feel to be, in a sense, walking in the footsteps of Alessandro Volta, who all those years ago, 1799, developed the first battery and also was inspired by the body of the electric eel?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, when we came across all this very old literature, we were really, really stunned, in particular about what kind of beautiful work had already been done several hundreds years back. These guys have done very beautiful and amazing work with the limited means that they had available at the time.
It's Michael Mayer drawing inspiration from the electric eel, a rather wonderful creature. It delivers a shock, which is about the equivalent of 300 average batteries.
Ooh.
I learned loads of lovely facts. They're not eels. Eels are not. They're actually fish, apparently. Yeah.
Well, they're
related to the catfish, apparently.
Okay, I can see that.
They lay their eggs in a nest of saliva.
Okay, stop. People are having their breakfast right now in some parts of the world,
Junior.
This is Newsday on the BBC World Service. Do you want to comment on eels or catfish or anything else? The number is +44 7786 20 50 85.